Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
In Monday's broadcast, we told you about House Bill 432, up for a hearing yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee. This bill is the most radical, all-encompassing pro-abortion bill ever to be introduced in the Montana legislature in the history of the state. During the broadcast, we encouraged people to come and testify, either in person or by video conference. After the alert, we sat back, hoping people would heed the call to action and make their voices heard. As the hearing began, we were pleasantly surprised. The hearing room was filled with far more people on our side than those who supported the bill. In the end, the numbers were fairly even because most of those in favor of this bad bill chose to testify online. It was also heartening to see people step up to the microphone from all over the state. Many were from Helena, but others came from as far away as Great Falls, Joliet, and the Bitterroot Valley. There was lots of gray hair, but also a large number of college-age students. In the end, lots of people testified online, and those testifying were compelling, articulate, and passionate. One of the most compelling testimonies came from Robin Sertell of the Abortion Survivors Network. The committee sat in rapt attention as she described the fact that she was born alive after 3 sailing abortion attempts, and she's not alone. The Abortion Survivors Network has over 10,000 members. Who would have known? And that's the point. Stories like Robin's are extremely compelling, but they must be told if they're to make a difference. I'm always amazed at how legislators pay close attention to regular citizens who take the time to testify, and that's important if we're to win at the end of the day. The same members of the lobbyist corps appear before the same committees day after day, year after year. It's important for us to be there, but we appear so often and become so familiar that those of us on opposing sides of an issue like abortion could probably give each other's testimony by heart. Committee chairmen also hold us to a stricter standard. We know the rules and we're expected not to waste the committee's time. In a hearing years ago, a committee chairman asked a lobbyist who should have known better a question that should have been answered with a simple yes or no. The lobbyist went on and on until the chairman finally interrupted him and said, "Sir, when I ask you what time it is, I don't expect you to tell me how to build a clock." Everyone laughed and the point was well taken. Fortunately, that type of exchange would never take place between a committee member and a regular citizen. Committees absolutely love hearing from everyday citizens, and they're very lenient with citizens unfamiliar with the rules. That said, there are some simple rules for effective testimony. Say and spell your name when you begin. Try to stay positive, even on contentious bills. Never use anyone's name and don't attack members of the committee or those on the other side of the issue. Try to tell a good story, but be brief. Testimonies longer than 2 or 3 minutes will lose the committee's attention. Write out your testimony to help you stay on time and on point. You're already starting at an advantage because you're not a lobbyist, and following these few simple rules will increase your influence even more. Remember, when it comes to testimony, nothing is more effective than a regular citizen with a point well made. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.